The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilllovelradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by PromoDJ.com, AudioBoom.com, Clamor.com, SBSDesigns.com, Athuka Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music NYC.com, VintageSoulSupply.com, DiamondFuse.com, and ManhattanScreenPrint.com. Enjoy the show.
Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. My name is Key.
I'm Frank.
I'm Sean.
And today, before we get started, guys, it's been a while, man. I can't understand why we've been gone for so long, but I do know why. So just a little bit on the inside about who we are, guys. Frank actually has the biggest bits in the game. And he wears everything Velcro, and unfortunately, his Velcro sticker zipper got stuck. And is everything okay with it now?
Shit happens.
It does happen, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope when you guys meet him, tap his nuts. All right, so Sean, what we normally do on the show is we like to figure out how's everybody been and how excited they are and all that good bullshit. You know,
I've been fine. I'm excited.
Oh, you gonna let me finish what I'm doing?
Oh, you really weren't finished?
No, I wasn't. I was like doing a little hand gesture.
Sorry,
asshole. Okay, so how excited are you to be on the show?
I'm thrilled.
And the cool part is you picked the beers.
I did.
And how excited are you to be a part of everything, like in detail? Don't be like, mm-hmm.
It's okay.
That's it? Fantastic. Frank, how do you feel about Sean being here?
It's okay.
Wow, this is great. All right, guys, so what beers are we drinking, Sean, on the show today?
So we got
Before that, do you have, like, family, kids? Like, do you do things like narcotics? What do you do for a living? Like, these people are going to be like, oh, my God, who's Sean? Like, seriously, the gay viewers are going to be like, oh, my God, who is Sean?
Well, let's see. I've been in Vegas since 2002.
Okay.
I've been making power.
What do you mean,
I
powder?
Make electricity.
Right. Is that what the kids call it now down the street? So you make the powder for the nose candy. Whoa, sir. I don't even have a sound effect for that. It was way too real. So what do you do for the power?
Make it.
What do you mean make it? Like friction? Like do you like sitting back somewhere in a fucking wheel and jack off and let it generate? Horrible.
Get out of the lines.
That's horrible. You ever push a small child on like one of them thermal boxes?
No one has evidence.
Perfect. And Frank, how have you been? I know school just started. How's that going? Your hair's a lot whiter.
I'm guessing I'm better than Sean.
Right.
But yeah, everything's going good so far. Back to school. Six-year-olds drive me crazy. Yes, my hair is getting white.
Perfect. I think you lost a little bit of weight. But the bits are still big. I'm glad you brought them. Everybody else in the room, if you guys ever get a chance, seriously, when he gets up, just look. I'm not even kidding. Like, they're huge. Like, you're putting this in people. And he's already bred with several people. And, like, there's, like, multiple kids. And I'm like, they're big fucking nuts, okay, is what I'm saying. It's not a gay thing. It's just they're huge. You fucking don't fucking walk in front of it is what you don't do. Don't you hate that when you're hanging out with a young lady and you're like, wow, she looks really cute. And then all of a sudden you look down at the whole outfit and then there's that fucking thing going on, a little camel toe. You're like, girl. And then you want to say something, but you're like, no, I look better. So you're like, I hope that looks like that the rest of the night. You know what I'm saying? It's exactly. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. All right, guys, we have other people in the room and it's fun. Okay, so what are the beers we're drinking tonight here? And the cool part is today's theme is wonderful beers from California.
Yeah. So, from Speakeasy, we have a Vendetta India Pale Ale. It's a limited edition from San Francisco, California. You can find them at goodbeer.com. This one is a...
Yeah, what type of beer is that?
It's an India Pale Ale. All right.
Yeah,
7.6% ABV.
Okay.
It's a 22-ounce bomber.
All right, what else we got?
All right, from the infamous Stone Brewery in Escondido, California, we have their Smoke Porter. with vanilla bean. This one's a 5.9% ABV, and they are at stonebrewing.com.
All right. Fantastic. Fun fact, they do not have a name for the gargoyle, which other fun fact is I'll do that when we get into that section. There's another cool fact.
Ritual Brewing Company, which is ritualbrewing.com. They have their extra red ale, 6.5% ABV, and almost 22 ounce, and they're in San Diego.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Redland.
Redlands, California.
Mm-hmm. That's where they're at. It's all right.
Redlands.
And what's the last but not least one?
Last but not least, from Green Flash, we have their Passion Fruit Kicker. It's a wheat ale with passion fruit.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a, I know it's a low ABV, 5.5.
Fair enough.
Greenflashbrew.com is their website. 12 fluid ounce bottle.
Perfect. All right, guys. So anything that we want to add in at this beginning of the intro? I know it's been a while. We're a little rusty at this moment. How about this? Sean, since it's your first time here, what's the first one that you want to do?
Since I brought it, try this Flash Fruit Kicker from Green Flash.
All right. How excited for you for this one, Mr. Frank?
Totally excited.
Wonderful you sounded. All right, guys. Yeah. We'll be right back. All right, guys, thank you guys for tuning in. So right now we have Sean, Frank, and me. I'm Keith. And right now we're going to be trying and indulging. I'm going to let Frank take it away and give you guys in full detail about this particular beer. Just so you guys know, at the end of the show, we each ask each other's a random two questions, and you can't really repeat one. So hopefully Sean is ready for those questions at the end of the show.
I'm not.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. You'll get them. Anyway, from Green Flash, it's Passion Fruit Kicker. It's wheat ale with passion fruit. It's luscious and tart.
You know what's luscious and tart?
I have no idea.
I just thought I'd ask. I was just a general blanket state.
So it's more rhetorical.
If you want to put shapes on it, yes.
I suppose. You're not going to answer it.
Why are you asking me something?
No, you asked the question.
No, I didn't. I was just talking about a statement that you put down.
I thought you asked the question.
No, I didn't ask a question. Okay, continue. I'm just sorry. Sure. I was just trying to iterate.
Right. So if you want to learn more about it, visit greenflashbrew.com. It's 5.5% alcohol by volume. 5 IBUs, so it should not be anywhere near.
All right. So how excited are you for this one here, Mr. Sean?
I am excited. I mean, I've had, I think, one passion fruit beer before. I've not had this one, so I'm anxious to give it a shot. I do enjoy the flavor of passion fruit. So.
Right.
And a beer would be all the better.
Absolutely. Fair enough. That, ladies and gentlemen, that nice, supple, smooth voice you heard in the background was JT from College Street Brewery. He's here right now just because. I just thought I'd throw it out. Check him out at College Street Brewery. What's the website?
College Street Brewhouse and Pub.
Oh, and their food is good. But we'll get into that later. Let's talk about Green Flash. All right, guys. So right now we're going to talk about the color. So, Sean, we're going to let you talk about the color to you. What is it that you like about the look of this beer?
I like it's a pale yellow, a little bit cloudy. It's like there's a fair amount of bubbles on it. The lacing seems to hold up pretty nicely.
Okay. Fair enough. How about you, Frank?
It looks like it might be unfiltered. It's not really transparent. It's more translucent. So I can pass my hand through the glass and I see the shape and not actually see it is.
Right.
It is almost a wine color. It looks kind of Chardonnay-ish, Pinot Grigio.
Okay, fair enough. Now let's go ahead and get down to the smell. So cheers to the smell, gentlemen. All right, Sean, what do you have as far as the smell goes?
Okay, definitely a wheat beer. I've got that breadiness, a little bit of yeasty. Don't catch much of a passion fruit flavor. I get a little, there's a tart sour note in there. Smells like it's going to taste really good.
All right, what do you got, Frank?
It's got a little bit of funkiness to it. I was expecting a little bit more, but it's definitely got that sour funk to it. Maybe a little sweetness. If I didn't know it was passion fruit, I really couldn't tell. Kind of up front what kind of citruses it is, but it's definitely present. I agree with Sean. You're definitely getting the wheat coming through, so the wheat is definitely forward, and then the funk just kind of overwhelms it.
Very nice. For me, the very first thing that you're going to catch is that foot funk, that nice little bit of that yeast, a little bit of that sour twang. Matter of fact, for those that may not understand that, a little bit of that ascorbic acid, but the cool part about this is it is 100% tropical forward. If you don't know what passion fruit smells like or guava, we can definitely pick and choose a couple of citruses, maybe like a pineapple orange blend, something along that line. But it's a little bit of cherry notes. But overall, it's got a nice fresh, tropical forward scent to it, followed by, well, actually, let's just say it, with the wheat itself. It just all, it's all married and orgied up like that. Like, come get you some of this. All right, gentlemen, let's go ahead and move on to the taste. Some of that. Oh, yeah. Oh, break that glass. Interesting. Sean.
Okay. Not as sour as I was expecting. With that acerbic that we got in the smell, I really expected to have a much sharper tartness to it. Getting that tropical fruit flavor in there, like you said, the pineapple or guava or something like that. I can't distinctly tell that it is a passion fruit. It's not very dry. It's kind of a wet beer to me.
Aren't all beers wet?
Well,
are you saying like refreshing and moist?
Refreshing and moist.
Can we use the word moist?
If that's the preferred term, yeah. I like to get in there and get moist.
Do you like a little moistness with it? See, that's a good term. I'm saying,
yeah, if I get my tongue in there, I want it to be moist.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fucking absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We can agree to that. Here, here. Anything else you want to add on top of that moistness?
How's
it feel in your mouth? I mean, we're not talking about anything else except the beer. How does that feel in your mouth?
Slides right on.
Okay, yeah, it's, don't let the man talk. Don't coax him.
Smooth and slippery.
Still moist.
I guess not. Let me go on for another.
Oh, absolutely. Get all up in there. That's right.
Sharp and bright, I guess, is how I'd say. The effervescence really shows through.
Nice.
And now I'm getting on the second one. I'm getting a little bit more of the wheat in there and the yeast.
All right. Fair enough. Frank, what you got for these guys?
I'm definitely getting the wheat in the front. It's kind of a combination, though. You get some wheat. You get a little bit of tartness. It's not as sour as I thought it was going to be. On the passy aroma, it was funky. Like you said, it was like feet. But you're not really getting that from it. You definitely get a tropical note to it. Passion fruit, obviously, maybe guava, maybe a little bit of mango. But I think the wheat is probably the star right
now. For me, guys, as far as I can talk about a couple things here. One, the texture is very soft. It's inviting. It's refreshing. You can definitely get the wheat. It's all there from the beginning to the end, and it leaves a nice good residue, a little chalkiness to it. And then it's kissed by the tropical flavoring. Again, if you guys don't know what passion fruit is, it's again more like a cherry, pineapple, orange, lime thing going on. I guess if that gets you in the right direction, but it's tropical all day, and then on the finish, you got nice, good wheat with the tropical. So kind of like taking a piece of bread and putting some Smucker strawberry jam on it. Mm-hmm. That whole idea of what you just ate was right there. So I think it's a very good blend with this beer. I'm pretty impressed with this, and this will be the first time I've ever had it, and I would do this again. I'd probably drink this next to a bum. Like, I think that would be a good thing.
In a paper bag?
No, that'd be rude. No, okay. No, I mean like one of those good bums, like a real bum. Not like a panhandler. Yeah. Like, how are you a panhandler and your shoes are clean? I'm talking about that guy down and out. We're going to have this. This is that moment. That moment that they honestly will go, I'm changing my life. This is a life-changing beer for a lot of homeless.
I think you said you would drink a Corona next to a bottle.
I think this will be the last time you're on the show. Sean, 0 to 5.
Take care, everybody.
0 to 5, what a reason, my good sir.
I'm going to give this one a 4.2. I think it's definitely well above average. It does have a very refreshing flavor to it, and I think I could drink this any day, so it's a good all-around beer.
Nice.
I think I'll go with a 4. It's a little bit above average for me. It's not as dank and funky as I thought it was going to be, so maybe I'm just a little bit confused. I was hoping it was going to be a little more on the sour side as opposed to just kind of a hint of tartness. But I think for someone who is not well versed in sours and has not really tried them at all, this is a good start.
For me, I'm going to go the opposite way, gentlemen. I'm going to go to 3.3. I'm going really low. It's still above average. And the only thing I can say is this particular beer is only what it is. It is a wheat beer with a nice flavor profile. Nothing really extravagant, nothing that like blows my mind. It's delicious and refreshing, but there's really no wow factor. It's cool. It's like a variant. It's a really cool variant. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm sorry if anyone's upset with that, but it's a hell of a wheat beer. But it's got passion fruit in it. That's it. Put an umbrella in it. Call it a day. Give it to your girl. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get set up for the next beer. We'll be right back. All right, guys, thank you guys for tuning back. This is the Open Bottle Talk. My name is Key.
I'm Frank.
I'm Sean.
And right now we're going to be going into our next selection. That's another, matter of fact, this brewery is very popular. If you don't know who they are, then apparently you don't like beer. A couple of cool facts is they are, Sean, what did you say? They have another line that's standalone?
Yeah, their Arrogant Bastard is now its own line. It's still brewed by Stone, but it's their Arrogant Bastard Brewing Company.
Nice. You know who else does that? Anheuser-Busch. Mm-hmm. They do that. Oh, best damn root beer. Like, brewed in Wild Blue, and it's all, and it's pretty smart. I thought that was really cool. Another fun fact, I said it earlier, is that the Gargoyle through these guys has no name, and I've never understood why they never ran a contest to give the Gargoyle a name. That'd be pretty cool. So, what beer, Mr. Frank, are we doing?
We are going to be drinking From Stone. It's a limited winter edition smoked porter with vanilla bean. It's 5.9% alcohol by volume. If you want some more information about them, stonebrewing.com. They're out of Escondido, California.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and crack this bad boy. What do you guys think of all their labels or how they put stuff on their bottles? What do you guys think about that?
The sunscreen, whatever they do?
Yeah.
No, I like it. I mean, paper labels are fun, and the fact that if you can get them off in one piece, you can stick them up on your wall. But,
right.
I like the painted label.
I got some bad news for you, brother.
Yeah.
They're moving on to stickers now.
Are they?
Except for limited edition bottles, they're now being transitioned over to stickers.
Well, I can understand why, because it's probably far more expensive to print directly on the bottle. A lot of breweries are going to cans. But why
change who you are? Why? Don't be cheap. Just keep it going. Don't be true to yourself. You're going to be
so... Cut the cost where you can. Make the profits. It's business.
No,
is business.
Okay, why are you yelling at me? I'm on the show. All right, so here we go, guys. So, Frank, let's let you go first. What do you think about that appearance in your glass?
It looks the way a porter is supposed to look. It's dark. The lacing is pretty good. The head on it is kind of mocha-ish. It looks like porter. It's kind of hard to describe it.
I mean, for those that may want to close their eyes masturbating to the show, we've got to give them some sort of visual. You know what I'm saying?
It's dark.
It's dark? It's gross. Okay, first off, that's gross.
Yeah, totally.
Why am I getting a hard-on the show? Okay, sure. So here we go, guys. We're going to get down to the smell. Cheers, gentlemen. There it is. Sorry about being in your ear with it. So, Frank, what do you got on that smell? We'll let you go first on that one.
Definitely coffee forward. It's a hint of vanilla in the back. Maybe some caramel. And maybe a little dark fruit, like a date.
Are you asking me for a date or the fruit?
I definitely don't want a date with you. I'm talking about a date. The fruit.
Oh, date the fruit. Okay. And you don't want to date me.
No, hell no.
Okay, fair enough.
You're not the fruit.
But I can be. So what you got on the nose, my good sir?
All right. I have got definitely coffee. The vanilla is coming around the midpoint. I do have that dried fruit smell in there as well, a fig or a date. Definitely sweet, and that's about it.
Fair enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's kind of just break this down. So if you ever come across a smoked beer, a couple things come to mind. Barbecue, wet toothpicks, and wood. Seriously. So there is some smoky goodness here. On the back finish, you're going to get the vanilla bean. It's very pungent, earthy. There's a lot of earth tones here, and then it's complemented by the chocolate. If I had to pick a chocolate, we're probably talking about Baker's chocolate or a bittersweet. And then overall, you are getting coffee, just lightly roasted black coffee sitting in a pot. It's just that fragrance that we're getting, and all together, you might get it confused with something smoky of caramel. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and move on to the taste. Here we go. And you're going to go Mr. Sean. Well, hot damn. That's nice.
That is nice. Very smooth. Got a creamy texture to it.
So overall, like before you get into it, do you really like the way this tastes?
I really did.
So here's a hard question for you.
Okay.
If you knew that there was one bottle left, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you had your children at a young age, like they were like 2 or 3. It's hot outside. 105, humidity index 40%.
Okay.
Would you or would you not leave your kids in the car to go grab this beer? Is it that good? And you don't really have AC.
How far back in the store is it going to be?
Oh, it's back there. Like, you knew, and your homeboy called you, like, yo, I got that bottle hit behind the Mickey's. Mm. Like,
okay.
And you knew this was good.
I'll keep the window cracked.
die like that. My good sir, the beer is that important, guys. You guys got to understand, it's okay to leave your kids in the car.
Mm-hmm.
All right? As long as they don't talk, you're never going to get in trouble. So continue, my good
sir. So that smoke is really showing up through there. Right up front, I got a definite smokiness to it, then the kind of bitter coffee in there. I'm not picking up much of the vanilla myself, but it's much like a porter would taste once you get past the smoke.
Oh, okay.
That's all I got.
All right, Mr. The Frank.
It's definitely flat out coffee forward. It has a creaminess to it, but it also has a grittiness. So it's like you're getting coffee grounds in your coffee in the morning, which usually is not all that pleasant.
Unless it's an enema, like a coffee ground enema party. You ever been to one of those?
Well, I guess if you're getting a coffee ground enema, hopefully you're not tasting it.
Things happen.
That's what they call a French press, right?
Absolutely. Mm. Or oui.
It's got a little bit of chocolate to it, not a whole hell of a lot. It's definitely more coffee. And it's, I know you said lightly roasted. To me, it's more of an extremely dark roast, like Starbucks roast, because I always think that they roast the shit out of their coffee. Super, super bitter.
Overpriced garbage. I mean,
there you go.
Yeah. Definitely not rough.
So,
where those advertising dollars
go? Like Sean said, I'm not getting a lot of vanilla either. I'm really just getting flat out coffee.
Okay. For me, guys, had a chance to actually sit with this beer a little bit. It's actually chalk. You're going to get more like cocoa powder with this. It's smooth, lightly carbonated. Overall mouthfeel. It's a little chewy. That vanilla bean, again, it's not like vanilla like you would think. It's more of the plant itself. So you're going to get that earth tone with that nice little sweet finish. But overall with this beer, it's a little sharp for a lot of people, I think. I think it's different. It's unique. But I think a few people who aren't into porters or dark beers, I think they'll like the idea of it, but then might get turned away because there's some slight woodsy aggression going on with it. Sorry, Frank. 0-5, brother.
I'll go 3-6. Just a little bit above average. I think that the just that gritty kind of coffee grind has thrown me off a little bit. It's not completely off-putting, but it's a little bit unpleasant.
I'm going to go with 3-5. I like a strong coffee, but I would have liked to have had a little bit more of the vanilla bean show up in there. Maybe I don't have the strongest of palates, but you know, a weak palate version should say, okay, it says vanilla bean on there. I'm going to taste some vanilla bean.
For me, guys, I'm going to go with a 3-8, and I'm up there because it's wonderful. I actually like odd beers with some funk to it, and this wet toothpick barrel thing going on, this smoky goodness, I think it's interesting, and then it's complemented by the vanilla bean, and not a lot of people have ever just taken a vanilla bean and just consumed it and understand how earthy it is. So this is like an earthy beer. So if you're not into beers that really take on a plant existence, then I would kind of stay back from this. Sorry, guys. We're going to reset. We're going to be right back with the next beer.
Hey, Sean. I thought I heard you were going to head to the liquor store. You going to get some beer?
I don't know what they got.
Well, where can we go that has just listing upon listing of beer reviews that might be able to help us pick something out?
I heard a website.
The interwebs?
On the interwebs.
The fuck is an interweb? Say internet. Sorry.
Who is that guy?
I don't know. How did he get in here?
He's on my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been to this website. It was obsbeers.com.
Oh, I've looked at obsbeers.com.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got thousands and thousands of beer reviews.
Not only that, they actually have some pretty cool merchandise and some event listings. And contests?
Get out.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, girl.
I'm going to run over there right now. OBSbeers.com.
All right, guys. We're all back ready to rock and roll. I want to say, Sean, are you still having a good time with
this? I am having an awesome time.
Frank, are you okay with this young gentleman on the show?
Yeah, it's all right.
Wonderful, fantastical. All right, guys, here is the next beer up for grabs. What are we doing, Mr. Sean?
We are doing, from Ritual Brewing Company, their Extra Red Ale, 6.5% ABV. You can find them online at ritualbrewing.com. and they are out of Redlands, California.
Now, ready for your education?
I'm ready to be educated.
The word extra means what? As far as a red ale. When you see the word extra, like extra IPA, extra stout, all that shit. What does that mean?
Additional of the main ingredient that makes it what it is?
You're basically saying like a double. So that word, is this a wordplay? It means double. So this is a double red ale. So people, if you ever see a beer with the word extra in front of it, or 2X, that means it's a double. Basically what that means. A little nerd fact for you there. I thought I'd throw it out there for you.
Yep.
All right. And we're going to go ahead and give this bottle to the rest of the room. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the visual, because we know that right now, at this point of the show, we know right now you're butt naked, you're in the tub, you're about to put in the work, and you're like, oh, open bottle talk. Take me away. We're about to. Sean, what do we got on that color?
This is a nice, beautiful amber color. Nice and clear. Cream-colored head on there. Nice lacing.
Fair enough. Would you agree
to that? Sexy.
It's definitely, it's pretty good in red. It's trying to get the head back up, and it's not really coming back up. But that's all right.
I have a question. What happens at your house if the head doesn't come? Is there another gameplay?
We just pull the covers out and we go to sleep.
We just, that's it?
That's it.
That's it. It's spent.
One and done.
Fair enough. Hey, I'll clap at that. Ladies and gentlemen, the way we clap on the show is like you're going to shoot up, so you got to get the vein ready. It makes a better clapping sound than this. This is way funny. All right, guys. So let's get down to the smells. Cheers to the smells. I think I'll go first. Guys, I've got a little bit of, I'm getting something rustic. I actually smell something metallic. I'm getting nectar, floral, a nice balance with the yeast and the malt. It smells very aggressive for red ale. A lot of red ales that I've had, they just smell like just an amber beer. They just very subtle to the nose. But this one is mighty aggressive. Go ahead, Frank, what you got?
I'll disagree with you totally, and that's not the first time.
Hey, that's all right.
To me, it's I'm not getting any floralness at all. I'm just like a normal red. I'm just getting malt.
You're not smelling anything aggressive or sharp?
It's pretty heavy malty. I'm not getting a whole lot of yeast to it. So I got a little bit of malt.
Well, fine. We're going to find out if Sean can break the tie and see who he favors on the show.
Let's see.
Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, right off the bat, I'm getting a nectary floral smell.
Boom.
A
little Hold bit on real of quick. A... In your face.
Sorry.
Today's sound effects have been brought to you by Frank's butthole.
It's deep. It's in there.
Absolutely.
That's what she said. So definitely floral nectary smell. A little bit of a tart tinge right towards the end there. And I do have kind of a metallic smell in there as well.
Okay. All right. So let's get down to the smell, guys. Cheers. Clink.
To the taste.
No, we clink.
I thought we did this.
No, what did we do? Did we do the smell?
What the heck were we just doing?
Can I get a womp womp? What the fuck is that?
Cheers to the taste, folks.
Oh, we're doing the taste. You're bad. I didn't think I was about to smell it again. All right. Any one of you guys can go ahead with it. What do we got on the taste?
Definitely creamy. Got a honey sweetness to it. A little bit of tart towards the end there. A lot of kind of botanicals in the middle right there. So
it's almost like a washed out gin. Have you ever had gin?
I've had a lot of gin.
Well, you know what I'm talking about? Like a lot of it's watered down from the ice. It's kind of got that sort of alcoholic burn to it.
It sounds like something you don't
want. I'm not getting much ABV, if that's what you're trying to
do. No, I'm just saying as far as that texture, texture, it's boozy. It's a boozy hit. It's a little numbing. But I'm not tasting ABV. I'm just tasting like burn, a little bit of rust. Definitely malt all day, and something toasty in there. I don't know, probably a finger.
Maybe. So I'm not getting anything botanical, dickheads.
Shut up.
Fuck you, buddy.
I'm getting.
Why is he on this show?
He's pretty.
I'm not sure.
Okay. His face is definitely what we do.
Anyways, I'm just getting a lot of malt. Not really yeasty, but super super malt. And I'm wondering.
I'm tasting like brown red. I'm tasting the color.
Even though it says extra red, the ABV is only 6.5.
Does it mean is there a lot of like hops? Like you get a little hops on the back end?
It's a little hoppy, but it's not like palate wrecking. I think the palate wrecking part is coming from malt, and I think it's not, since the ABV is on the low side, I think it's just an extra presence of the malt that's making it red.
Okay.
That's my personal opinion.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, let's go ahead and get down with the scoring. I'll go first. I'm just going to give this a – I'm kind of on the fence with this. Let's do a 3-5. It's above average because of the aggression of just where the extra is. But for me, I think that's where it needs to stop is where the extra is. I think this would have been a really good red L on its own. It's pretty cool. It's nice. It's aggressive. But I'm really having a problem trying to be one with the beer on this one. It's kind of hard to describe a little bit. It's not working with me. So
I'm going to say 3-3. I wish there would have been more to it, something on top of it. But to me, it's just another red ale. As far as them putting an extra on it, to me, that could just be a label.
I'm going to go 3.7. I think it's a little above average. I think it would be stellar if there was more ABV to it. You know, I'm not a big fan of high ABV stuff.
Drunk.
But I think that...
was funny right there.
I think that if it had a little more booze to it, I think it would balance out the kind of bitterness of the malt.
Okay. All right, guys. So at this point right now, we're going to get ready for our last and final beer. We'll be back in just 2 seconds. All right, guys, we are at the end of the road. If you guys are just tuning in, my name is Key.
I'm Frank.
I'm Sean.
And we are here with obsbeers.com. We want to thank chilloverradio.net for allowing us to be who we are as far as talking about beer. And by the way, we're damn near killing their DJs on chilloverradio.net.
That's true.
We're putting up huge numbers, guys, and we really don't know why. And I think it's just because of the beer, I guess, or what the hell comes out of Frank's mouth every once in a while.
We're still trying to figure it out.
But we appreciate the support, so
absolutely.
Keep listening.
All right, guys. Now, this is one of my favorite breweries of all times. I'm glad we're doing these guys last. These guys are out of over there up north in California. What do we got?
We got from Speakeasy Brewery, located in sunny San Francisco, California. We have Vendetta. It's their India Pale Ale. This is a 7.6 ABV, 22-ounce bottle. Sure is pretty.
Absolutely.
Love their labels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that whole entire, like, 1950s. Oh, yeah, whoever does that shit. We had a chance. It was out there in January. We had a chance to actually go hang out at the brewery. Brewmaster was awesome. The whole entire place was, like, really kick-ass. Their tasting room was dope. You know, it's a good place to be. Really friendly staff out there. No food, but really, really, really friendly. And then every now and again, they always have something in a cask. And they always like, hey, have you tried this? And they'll break it open. They will break it open.
Remember, you brought back that growler of red rye.
That
was phenomenal.
That was the first time you came over. Yeah. And, God, ladies and gentlemen, we are two grown-ass men. And we wept when it was empty.
Oh,
it was so good. That red rye and that cocoa nibs was retarded. All right, guys. So, all right, Frank, what do you got on that color for this delicious, delicious IPA Vendetta by Speakeasy Brewery?
It's got kind of a honey color to it. It looks maybe a little, I was going to say unfiltered, but it's pretty transparent to light and kind of looks like an IPA. It's, you know, IPA is not going to be really light yellow. It's going to be a little darker because of the malt in it.
Looks like good butter.
Yeah.
Looks like a little nice, good dark butter. The butter can come in different shades of color. I would like this.
Just before it goes into like brown.
Oh, yeah, right before brown butter.
Lightly toasted butter.
Mm-hmm. And so here we go, guys. Let's get down to the taste. Wait, what are we doing?
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
My name is Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Yeah,
I'm Keith.
Hi, Keith. Welcome to the show. The first thing we do is we look at it.
Oh, we're going to. Okay, we looked at it.
And now we're going to put our glasses together and it's going to go.
Okay, we're going to chain.
Cheers.
No, smell.
To the
now,
smell.
Oh, we're going to. Oh, to the smell.
Yeah,
got
there
it.
You go, buddy.
Smells like an IPA.
Yep.
It does.
Smells like an IPA.
You like what you would expect. But
it smells extremely botanical. It's got a huge aggression of bitterness to it. As a matter of fact, it is so aggressive to the nose, your mouth will start watering. It's very sharp.
Yeah, mine's
sharp.
Big time.
It's aggressive. That's an IPA smell. But the cool part is it's got a flower fragrance to it. So you get some of that bush, the shrubbery, and it smells sweet, like nectar, but it definitely is the bittering of the plant itself.
Some IPAs will have like a citrus scent to it. Not this. It's strictly a floral, botanical smell. Smells like you just crushed a hop in your hand and stuck it in your face. And a lot of that, you know, salivating just going on right now. It's just ready to take a sip.
And Mr. Frank.
Yeah, it's malty and hoppy. Usually when you're thinking of West Coast IPAs, it's more hoppy and citrusy. So I'm interested in what this is going to be like. It smells more like an East Coast IPA.
A little bit drying, huh?
Yeah.
Not as sweet as it should be, huh?
Not like palate.
That's all right. Here we go, guys. Cheers to the taste there. Am
there
I right?
You got
hey,
it.
Hey,
nice.
Hey, I'm new here.
Figuring out this show. All right.
Let's put the shit in your mouth and let's keep it pushing. Fuck.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Tastes like an IPA. Buttery, drying, really aggressive. It's funny. It actually has more of a presence of a double IPA than a regular standard IPA. So I'm actually really digging that overbearance of plant life going on. It's chewy and it's creamy at the same time. And I would probably, to be an awesome guy, I would take several of these bottles, pop them, and shake them over a bunch of strippers. Not just regular strippers. Amputees, like it's fat girl night at the strip club.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, strippers in wheelchairs.
Equal opportunity.
The stripper on her period with the tampon string hanging out would get this nice beer all over her body. Shh, make it rain on a bitch. Mm-hmm. All right, so what you got on the taste, my brother?
Definitely.
What? You guys want to go to the strip? Okay.
Does it go up on stage or actually just watch?
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
We're in the building.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Got a nice kind of a nectary sweetness up front, and then that floral fragrance just comes right through. Pungent and bitter and drying and just what you expect from an IPA.
It's interesting because it's not your typical West Coast IPA. I'm not getting a whole lot of grapefruit. Usually when you drink it, West Coast IPA, you get that real kind of bitterness from the hop, and it's got a grapefruit, and I'm not getting that at all. It's definitely dry, it's definitely botanical tasting, but I think the malt is a little bit more forward.
Okay.
So I think this one tends to be more East Coast.
This is definitely a palate wrecker, because you're definitely, that residue is just sitting on the back of the tongue. It's sitting there. It's like, I'm not going anywhere. And you're like, you got to go, dude. And he's like, nah, I ain't going nowhere. What you going to do about it? I'm like, shit. And he's drinking some more, and he added more of his friends back there. Now you got a bunch of dudes in the back of your mouth. They ain't going nowhere. It's just not fun for anyone, you know. But this is those that are hop heads. This is a nice change. It is hoppy, but it's rather creamy and nectarish. It's got a little malty. It's got more malt to it than it would for most IPAs, so I think
sweet.
It's a good change. Oh, it's extremely sweet. But it still has that sharp aggression.
Yeah.
So it's got a nice balance. I think it's really good. All right, guys, wait. What are we doing now?
Now we rate it.
Oh, it's time to rate it. I don't even know what the fuck
I'm going to let you go first. Since you're,
oh, okay. I'm going to take a sip. Sean, you go.
You said we're supposed to rate it?
Want
to.
Yeah, but this way it's off.
I'm going to rate it.
Yeah,
you
want R-A-T-E-P-I-D.
I mean, I like it a lot, but I don't know if I'm going to go that far.
You don't want to put your dick in it?
Not quite.
You mean to tell me you wouldn't put your dick in this beer if no one was around?
If it was warm enough.
If it was warm enough?
Yeah.
Then let it get there, baby.
All right.
All right, so what you got on the rate?
I'm going to say 4.4.
Somebody in the back behind you said they put their dick in it.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's right.
That's awesome.
I'm going to say 4.4. It is unique for being from a brewery on the West Coast in the fact that it doesn't have all that, you know, strong citrusy flavor. The malt really does show through, and it seems to be a big co-star to the hops in it. So I'm enjoying it, and I think so it gets a little higher number.
I'm going to go 4.2. It's above average. Maybe a little too sweet for me personally as far as IPAs go. I'm used to more of that grapefruit, bitter, really I'm going to kick your ass with hops.
Yeah.
And to me, it's a different style. It's good. It really is good. If you're in San Francisco, it's probably fantastic on draft.
Absolutely. For me, guys, I'm going with a 4.5. Now, again, I'm not an IPA fan, but when an IPA deserves its respect, I'm going to give it to you. We have several people in the room that are willing to put their dicks in it, so that right there, that added 2 extra points. I was going to do 4.3, but then when he said, I was like, fuck, 4.5. It's creamy. It's aggressive. The hang time is rather ridiculous. You're going to get about 40 seconds out of it. The citrus notes, they're there, but they're not the idea of what we're drinking. It's basically the bitterness meshed with the malt and it's creamy and a little bit sweet. I think that's, you're right, it's just different overall. And that's just a really good experience. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. We'll be right back. We're going to do our closing statements. And really, really hope you guys are enjoying this. And before the show's over, go over and head check us out on obsbeers.com. We'll be right back. All right, guys, this is it. We want to say thank you guys for listening to us pick on each other, taste some tasty beers. And so overall, guys, what do you guys think of the beers coming out of California?
I'm rather impressed. I think they've got some pretty good breweries over there, especially up in San Francisco.
Right.
Speakeasy, I've had two of their beers now, and I've been impressed by both. So, okay. Southern California's got some real good stuff, too. It's a good state.
Excellent.
For a beer.
I go with interesting.
You go with interesting?
Yeah.
None of it. Okay, we'll get to that in just a second. We're gonna really pick that brain. We're going to pick that brain. Guys, I'm pretty pleased with what we did today. Now, Sean, since this is your first time on the show with us,
yes.
how do you feel overall about obsbeers.com, what we do, and just your overall experience today on the show?
You know, I am thrilled to be a part of this and to be included in this group. I mean, I started with OBS a few weeks ago, first time meeting Key and Frank, and you guys just welcome me right in, and I'm learning more and more about beer and how to appreciate it, and flavors and things to look for. So I'm gaining more appreciation for beer and more appreciation for OBS.
Nice. Okay, so here we go, guys. So this is my favorite part of the show. Right now, what we're going to do is we are going to pick each other's brain, and we kind of limit it to two questions per person, and you can't repeat. So I'll start it off real quick. So Sean, out of all four beers that we did tonight, right, if you were to come out the closet, what would be your coming out party beer for you coming out the closet? Out of all four of the beers, which is that beer that's like, hey, I'm here, let's drink this beer, what would be that coming out of the closet beer?
I'd have to say the Passion Fruit Kicker.
Okay, and why?
This is fruity.
Okay, all right, all right. It's a little
fruity
cliche.
Beer for a fruity day.
Yeah, hey, yeah, hey, all right, okay. So now it's your turn, whoever you want to ask.
All right. Yes, Frank. So, what's your deal with IPAs?
I like IPAs.
Yeah.
I would say I'm a pretty major hopman. But because I live in Vegas, I'm used to more West Coast style IPAs where you're getting really hop bitterness and lots of grapefruit. But I'm an East Coast guy also. But we can't get the East Coast IPAs out here, so we're not getting the malty, hazy, little less grapefruity IPAs. So that's my deal.
Okay.
Key.
Yo, what the fuck you want?
Which one of these would you use to make a dessert with?
Ooh, which one I'd make a dessert with? Well, I'm a dick ass. So, yeah, that's a word, dick ass. I do the smoked porter with vanilla. I do something like a tiramisu with it. I'd hit it with a tiramisu. Mm-hmm. Or I just would just drink the beer after I got done eating. I think that would be the best bet. All right. Frank. Out of all the beers here on the table, which one's the prettiest label to you?
Prettiest label? Let's go with the Speakeasy Vendetta.
Nice. See, now see.
It's kind of cool. The hitman's walking out of the fire. Kind of neat. It's got bullets on it. It's interesting.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Frank, your turn, buddy.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Which of these are you going to serve at a bar?
At a barbecue. I think I would go with the stone porter with the smoked porter with vanilla bean because it has the smoky flavor already in it. Maybe it'll complement the smoke in the meat and, you know, the sweetness with the barbecue sauce. I think they go pretty well together.
All right. You're the last one, bud.
Key.
What the
which
fuck
of these,
do you want?
Which of these beers would you use to freshen up a skanky pussy?
Ooh, that's a good motherfucking question. Well, if I had to freshen up a skank puss, I would have to I'd have to pour on that Vendetta all over it.
Mm.
It's nice, aggressive. It's the malt would probably raise out those roast beef curtain profiles. And it would probably, because it's so, you know, sharp and aggressive with the IPA bitterness, it'll pretty much kill anything down there. I'm sure that blue waffle will turn into a nice desserty, you know, wonderful breakfast right there. It's wonderful. I mean,
gotcha.
I love that. I love that. You see,
good
that's
answer.
How it works.
Good
see,
answer.
That's what I'm talking about. Guys, we're going to bring someone special on right now. This is JT from College Street Brewery. Come on over here, JT. Yep, the heroin clap. That's our new thing. All right, so what we want you to do is at this point right now, I want you to ask us one question apiece about anything with these beers, and it's no holds barred, bud.
Anything
about these beers. You just tell the person, and then it's got to pick one of the four beers.
All right. Frank, what did you think about this passion?
You know what? I was expecting it to be a little bit more on the sour side. I think it's as advertised. It's tart, but it's not a sour. It's not even, to me, it wasn't even as sour as a Berliner Weiss. It really was just a hint of sourness, which was weird because even you remarked on it. It was funky when we smelled it.
Wasn't expecting that.
No. So because it was so funky on the smell, I was expecting it to be a little bit more on the sour side.
And Keith, what did you think about the smoked porter?
I thought it was rather interesting. I also thought it was a huge letdown. I really did. I thought it was, I think as far as for me, I can pick apart beer. I can pick it apart as food and describe it as food. But I think as a huge letdown, most people wouldn't get the vanilla. I think it'd be washed out by the smoke part. And then it's an overbearing amount of smoke for the porter. And then when you say vanilla bean, people are going to think in their head, in the rest of the world, it's going to be sweet. You're going to taste vanilla. But it says bean. Bean is an earthy creature. So this particular beer was a huge letdown because I just think overall it was shouldn't have been ran together.
I think maybe you should take the smoke out, not have it in a smoke porter. It'd be a lot better.
Oh, yeah. If it was just a regular porter, absolutely.
Like the smoke part.
Yeah, take it out. Yeah, they could have just said, you know, on the side, we might smoke it, porter with vanilla bean, and don't put it in there.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty cool.
Hey, what do you? I remember, are you an IPA fan of here?
I am an IPA fan. You know, I think they could have done with maybe a little bit more hops. Mm-hmm. I did like the balance between the malt and the hops, but I'm a lot like Frank. I'm a bit of a hop head, and I like that overpowering. Yeah, and I would love to have just a little bit more of a citrus tone to it.
I did like this one. I'm saying like kind of more of the West Coast style. I thought it was different.
So overall, Mr. JT, what was your least favorite?
I'm going to have to give
it. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Why was that? Out of all of them, why was this one the not pretty much like you rather save a baby than the beer?
I'm more of a pop head, and I was expecting at least a sour on this. My palate's already a certain spot, so I was expecting the sour,
right?
More of a tart, and to me, it's more of just a little.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, guys, so we want to go ahead and say thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to check you guys next week. It'll be me and the Frank, and who knows who else is going to show up on the show. Beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
That's where all you other people can say. We'll try it. So, what's your beer story? You've been on the show before.
I have. I thought this was Frank.
No, it's.
I thought this was the time for me to shut my fat trap.
No, you're a part of this. Spread your cheeks and let's do this.
All right.
So, again, guys, check out obsbeers.com. And again, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Only if these guys are black, they'd be insane. That'll be great. All right, guys, until next time. Peace.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.